Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
In 3, 2, 1. 7 moves in 7 minutes. I'm Georgie Okel and this is the Sweat 7. You don't need any special equipment, just as long as you've got a bit of space. And if you need any help, check out the animations in the show notes. Stop immediately.
Welcome back, team, to another Sweat 7. We are going to go for a bit of an abs blast today. So 30 seconds on each exercise, 15 seconds in between. So not much rest. We just power through with these abs moves. If you are new to any of these exercises or they don't make sense as I walk us through them right now, then just head over to Instagram or to Twitter at the Sweat 7 pod. And there are videos of me doing all of them for your viewing pleasure and delight. We'll be starting with a plank walk. So from side to side along the length of the mat from your plank position, and then we'll be moving into your bear crawl. So forward and back along the length of the mat, really using whatever space you have today, and then onto your back for some heel taps, reaching forward to tap one foot then the other, staying on your back for your jackknife. So finding that full range, reaching opposite hand to opposite foot, and then we flip it over for a low plank hold before bringing in a bit of pace for the last two mountain climbers and finishing with bicycle crunches. So that is your abs 30 seconds on, 15 seconds off workout. We are going in 10 seconds with that side to side lateral plank walk. So set up in that high plank in 3, 2, 1.
Go.
Here we go. So from that high plank, we step to the side, couple of paces, and to the other side. If you've only got the space to move one pace to the right and then one pace to the left, absolutely fine. Just want to get a bit of lateral movement going in this plank position, testing out our balance. 10 more seconds to move through this. Five, three, two, one. Well done, 15 seconds, and then we're going to move into your bear crawl. So setting up, knees bent, knees just hovering about an inch from the floor. We're going to move opposite hand and opposite foot. We move 3 or 4 steps forward and then back in 3, 2, 1.
Go.
Bear crawls forward and back. So no need for pace on these. I just want us to keep nice and stable as we move through them. Back stays nice and flat throughout the whole thing. You are halfway through. As always, use whatever space you have in the room for that. 10 steps forward, 10 back. Great. If it's just a couple along the length of the mat, that is perfect. You have got 5 more seconds on your bear crawls. 3, 2, 1. Okay, so flipping it on to your back for your heel tap. So knees bent, feet flat on the floor. Head and shoulders are off the mat. We're going to pivot on the lower back, reaching for opposite foot in 5 seconds time.
4, 3, 2, 1. Go.
So we are into those heel taps, pivoting around on your back, reaching forward. Fingertips reach for the outside of your foot and then over to the other side, really starting to get into those obliques. You are already halfway. Good, keep moving through these. For 10 more seconds, we should really be feeling this in our obliques at this point. 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. All right, so staying on your back, we're going to move into your jackknife. So fully extended out on the mat, we're going to reach opposite hand to opposite foot. And then up and over onto the other side in 5 seconds time. Legs as straight as you can in 2, 1.
go.
Jackknives, so still working along those obliques, but now we're going bigger in the range, reaching opposite hand to opposite foot, dropping back down to that fully extended position, and then up on the other side, hand to foot. You have got 15 seconds on these jackknives. Good, well done. 10 more seconds. Keep reaching all the way for those toes. 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Swing it on over. We're going to come into a low plank hold for 30 seconds. So time to catch your breath before we rattle through the last couple of exercises. Low plank in 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1.
Go.
So in that low plank, shoulders stacked over your elbows. Making sure, again, those hips aren't dropping down towards the mat or up towards the ceiling. I just want you to find a place where you can catch your breath here a little bit before moving into the last couple of exercises. 10 more seconds to hold this low plank. Final 5, 3, 2, 1.
And rest.
Staying where you are, we're just going to lift up into your high plank for your mountain climbers. Second to last move in 10 seconds time. We go mountain climbers. We finish with bicycle crunches in 3, 2, 1.
Go.
Into those mountain climbers then. So from your high plank position, knee drives towards your chest. We go 1, 2, 1, 2, making sure shoulders stay stacked over your wrists. So those shoulders are going to want to start to creep back. The hips are going to start to want to creep up towards the ceiling. Do not let them. Hold that position for 10 more seconds. Good. Keep driving with those knees for 5, 3, 2, 1. Excellent work. Bring it onto your back for your bicycle crunches. So opposite elbow to opposite knee. We power through in 3, 2, 1.
Go.
So last bit of work for your abs, particularly for those obliques. Those muscles in the side should really feel like they're working right now. 20 seconds on your bicycles. Full twist from one side to the other. You're already halfway through them. Good, keep powering on through. 10 more seconds on these bicycles. You're killing it. You've got 5 seconds only. 3, 2, 1. Just like that, you are done. 7 moves for those abs. Finished seamlessly by you. Excellent work. Stay where you are on the mat for a couple of minutes if you can. Catch your breath. Decide what you're going to do next with your day. And then go and enjoy it. Have a wonderful day. I will see you back here soon for more Sweat 7.
Sweat 7 is written and presented by Georgie Yokel and is part of the Smart 7 Network, published by Daph Doris.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.